Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What if you spent weeks creating the perfect, and I do mean perfect, presentation, and one big day your manager presented it with their name on it and not yours or the team's? It happened to me. And the lesson my mentor gave me that day changed my entire career trajectory. You mind if I share a short story with you? I'll never forget the first time it happened to me. You know, I just poured weeks into this massive presentation, late nights, way too many, okay, let's be honest, Red Bulls, and the perfect deck to get my team and me some well-earned visibility. The big day came. My manager steps up to the podium. The first slide appears. My stomach went from being up top to, okay, let's just be honest, it just dropped. See, it was my work, my data, my design, but it was their name and only their name on the title slide. See, my first instinct was to do that slow motion scream. Ah! And inside, though, I was fuming. I was frustrated. You name the emotion, I was living it. But therefore, I marched to my mentor, ready to burn the whole building down with righteous fury. And he just smiled and said, "Your career is a marathon, not a sprint. Address it, but do it with power, not just passion." That single piece of advice changed everything for me. And that's exactly what we're starting with today. Principle number one, your career is a marathon, not a sprint. See, while it's important to get credit for your work, don't become so obsessed with it that you lose sight of the bigger picture. Your long-term reputation is built on consistency, being undeniable, and leading successful projects with strong leadership and unwavering integrity. Why is this important, family? See, people who consistently steal credit, eventually, I'll be honest with you, they will get found out. See, a single instance of stolen credit, while frustrating, is usually to derail a successful career. Your overall body of work and your reputation will ultimately, I love this, speak for itself. Experiment with these actionable tips. Focus on delivering excellence in everything you do. This is the best way to build a reputation that is immune to what we call credit theft. Next one, continuously learn and grow as a project manager. The more skill and knowledge you become, the more indispensable you will be and the more you'll be able to contribute with your self-evident. And the last and final one, Remember that the best revenge is massive, and I do mean massive, undeniable success. So let your outcomes and results be your legacy. Principle number two, understand the why behind the credit thief. See, people take credit for others' work for various reasons, maybe deep-seated insecurity, raw ambition, or a cultural misunderstanding of what teamwork actually is. This is important, family, because the right remedy depends on the cause. There's no one-size-fit-all approach. You can't fix what you don't misdiagnose. Experiment with these actionable tips. Ask neutral questions. What outcome were you aiming for when you shared that update? Next one, map incentives. Who gets rewarded for what and how did they shape the behavior? And the last and final one, family, choose a response that matches the motive. For instance, clarifying roles, aligning incentives, or escalate patterns. Principle number three, understand the difference between I and we. See, we builds culture. I ensures accuracy of ownerships. Smart project managers use both with intentions. As a PM, you lead a team, and giving them credit is essential, and I do mean essential, for moral trust as well as morale. However, it is also critical to be clear about your specific role as a leader, a strategist, as well as a facilitator. Overusing we can inadvertently erase your specific high-value contribution. Why is this important, family? Failing to distinguish your actions from the team's can obscure your value. Stakeholders need to understand not just that the project succeeded, but it was your leadership that was a key driver of that success. This is crucial for performance reviews, promotions, and most of all, building your professional reputation. Experiment with these actionable tips. Use we when discussing collective team achievements and milestones. For example, we delivered on the project on time and under budget. Use I when describing your specific actions, decisions, and initiatives. For example, I negotiated the new contract with the vendor, or I developed a new reporting process that gave us a better visibility into our progress. Last and final one, when praising your team, be specific to highlight both their work and your awareness as a leader. For example, I want to thank Jane for her excellent work on the UI mockup, which was a huge help in securing stakeholder buy-in. Principle number four, speak up in meetings without dominating. It is crucial to contribute actively in meetings to associate yourself with work, but there's a fine line between being an engaged participant and a domineering one. Here's a key goal, family, I want you to keep. The goal is to be heard and respected, not to silence others. Why is this important? Consistently providing value input reinforces your expertise and ownership. However, dominating the conversation can and will alienate colleagues and make you seem like a poor team player, undermining your efforts to build political capital. Experiment with these actionable tips. Amplify other good ideas, saying, building on what Sarah said, not only shows you're listening, but also positions you as a collaborative leader. Here's the next point. Ask insightful questions that guide the conversation and demonstrate your strategic thinking rather than just stating your own opinion. And the last and final one, volunteer to present the recap. The person that recaps is the one that shapes the actual record. Principle number five, pick and choose your battle. Know when to let go. Again, pick and choose your battle and know when you let go. See, my parents will always tell me this because, family, if I'm going to be honest, I went to every battle. I didn't care. If you said it, I wanted in into that battle. What I mean is my parents will always say, son, you need to pick and choose your battles. And I didn't understand that, of course, until I got older. Even when I was older, I still fell victim to that. But what I realized that sometimes, especially minor issues, whether it's dealing with leadership or not leadership, you may be dealing with a difficult person, but the political cost of the confrontation outweighs the benefit of getting credit. I'm not telling you to lay down. What I am telling you, reason why this is important, because as a PM, you must learn to conserve your political and emotional capital. Wasting energy on minor slight items will drain you and your brand by being petty, and it will distract you from instances where it is truly critical to speak up. Let me park here parenthetically as well too, and be honest and transparent. You're not going to get it right all the time. I never get it right all the time. Sometimes I say, why? I should have just not even said that. It wasn't even worth it. But the whole thing about life is continuously to grow from that. And so when you find yourself and you do it and you make that mistake, okay, you got to figure out, how do I get better with that? So that's just my own caveat outside of what I'm about to ask you. So experiment with these actionable tips. Use a quick filter. Does this affect my reputation, my compensation, or delivery risk? Next one. If no, log it as a move on. And if it's a yes, we need to address this head on, meaning privately within 48 hours. And the last and final one, trade a small credit today for a guaranteed spotlight opportunity next month. I like that. Principle number six, develop your credit elevator pitch. I like that. See, this is a concise, powerful 30 to 60 second summary of your project and your specific role in a success. It should be ready to deploy in any informal setting, like literally an elevator ride with an executive, a hallway conversation, or a start of a meeting. Why is this important? See, opportunities gain visibility with senior leaders are often unplanned, and most of the time is brief. So having a polished, outcome-focused pitch ready to ensure you can seize these moments effectively, clearly linking your name to successful results. Experiment with these actionable tips. Structure your pitch. Start with the project's goal. State your key action and finish with a positive outcome. You know I want to give you examples. So here's an example. We were tasked with reducing customer churn. I designed and implemented a new onboarding workflow, and we've already seen a 15% drop in the first month's cancellation. Next one. Practice it until it sounds natural and confident. Don't sound like a robot, please, family. All right, and the last and final one. Have few variations ready for tailored different audience. For example, for a CFO focus, meaning around financial, maybe even one for CTO focus around technical innovation. Principle number seven, build a reputation as a talent magnet. Ooh, that sounds good. Because see, becoming known as a PM who not only delivers projects, but also develops and champions their teams is key. See, when your team members are successful, they're vocal about your supportive leadership. It creates a powerful halo effect that reinforces your own value. Why is this important? It's much harder for someone to take credit for your work when you have a team of people who are publicly crediting you with their growth and success. This reputation makes you more valuable asset to the organization and a leader people want to work for. Experiment with these actionable tips. Publicly and specifically praise your team members for their contributions in meetings, status reports, and emails to leadership. Next one, provide your team members with high visibility opportunities to present their own work and take on new, exciting, challenging responsibilities. And the last and final one, actively advocate for your team members when it comes to promotions, raise, and assignments to high profile projects. Principle number eight, focus on outcomes, not just activity. See, when you talk about your work and frame it in terms of results and the business value that you've delivered, not just the list of tasks you completed, shifting from I ran the meeting to I facilitated a workshop that led to a 20% reduction in scope creep. That sounds different. See, why is that important? People who steal credit often focus on visible activities. By tying your work directly to a tangible, metric-driven business outcome, you elevate your contributions to a strategic level that is more unique and much harder for others to co-opt. Experiment with these actionable tips. Quantify your achievements whenever possible. Instead of saying, improve the process, say, I implemented a new process that reduced reporting time by up to 10 hours per week. Next one, close loops. When a decision you drove pays off, you know what I'm about to say. Documentation beats what? Documentation beats conversation. So document it before and after data. And the last and final one, always be able to answer the question, what was the business impact of this project? If you can't, you haven't finished your job as a PM enough. Well, family, if you stayed this long, you know, as always, I truly appreciate it. Look, credit thieves happen. And I'm going to be honest with you, because if I don't, then you won't even trust me in what I do. It stinks. It hurts. It bothers me as an individual as well. But how you respond defines your reputation far more than the moment itself. See, your career is a marathon, not a sprint. Every challenge is a chance to build your confidence, not just defend your work. Understand why it happened. Decide if it's worth addressing. And when you do, speak with clarity, confidence, and most of all, keep that professionalism frame. Build your reputation so strong that your contributions are undeniable. The real win isn't just getting credit. It's creating a career where no one can take it away from you. Now, the time to stop letting others rewrite your story, own your voice, elevate your value, and make sure your impact speaks louder than their ego. Well, family, if you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that just means it. Until next time.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.